15 ruined. It's on Triple M. Roo, we're going to leave Billy Idol right there. I'm sorry to cut in for all the Billy Idol fans, but this is big. We've got the number one jockey in the nation right now.
Karen McAvoy joins us. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, congratulations, mate. You are on fire at the moment.
Yeah, we had a good few months, Roo. Yesterday was unbelievable day. It was to win another cup. It's huge buzz. It was great to do it in the royal blue colours at Godolphin.
Karen, we know you've taken 100 phone calls this morning, so we really appreciate it. You've done so many interviews, but Karen, we just love you here in South Australia. The fact that you're from Streaky Bay, it's a little town, and I really enjoyed the pictures last night on the news service. The pub was packed over there. The primary school were all allowed to watch. All the little kids were watching the Melbourne Cup, which is a great education for them as well. How good is it, you know, to come from such a small town and have such a community behind you?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Mum and Dad were there, and my wife was there yesterday as well. And as you said, small town, Streaky Bay. Grew up around horses, and it was great. I'm sure the Streaky pub would have been rocking yesterday. I rang my sister, and she was still there. The town was pumped.
Now, I heard a little rumour that because you won yesterday, don't you have to buy your family a new house or something? Did you make a promise to your wife?
Oh, no. You know what? One of the Herald Sun reporters said, what are you going to do if you win the cup? And we'd been looking for a bigger house, and I was silly enough to say, okay, if I win the cup, I'll buy the family a new house. So now it looks like that's what's unfolding.
Because you've got a few jockeys on the way, haven't you? How many kids have you got?
Got four. We're just in the car here now, heading down to Werribee to see the horse. So as we speak, young Reese has got his colours on, and he's obviously he could be an up and coming rider. We'll see what unfolds.
See, I saw him on TV this morning. He looked fantastic. He had his whip in his hand as well. He's ready to go. Tell us about the race. I'm not sure what goes through your mind as a jockey. You were that far back with about 400 metres to go. Did you realise you could win? Did you? I mean, your horse at the end was flying. It seemed to do it easily when all of the others were standing still. Did you know you were going to win?
Yeah, I must admit, I thought I was too far back, but we were able to get out of trouble. And I even at the 400 metre mark, I thought, I know I'm going to finish strongly here. The horse was up and ready to go and full of running, but I still thought I was too far back. And it wasn't until sort of the 300 metre mark, I thought, okay, this might be happening again. And sure enough, you know, once we got to the furlong, I thought, far out, I'm going to win this again. And the horse was able to get me out of trouble, so to speak.
Did your old man get the whip out last night?
He had a few. He got to the point where he started talking about race one and the trifecta and the quaddy and this and that. I said, right, I've got to go.
You've heard it all before. Hey, what do you have to drive down to Werribee for today? Are the races on there, or you just got work to do?
No, that's where the horse is at, down there at the quarantine centre, and got the kids and my wife, Kathy, heading down, and we're going to get some photos with the horse, with the cup. So looking forward to giving the horse a big pat on the neck, that's for sure.
You join a good group now with three Melbourne Cup winning rides. I think the record's four, mate, so you're not far off a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it's a huge buzz. You know, it's crazy to think I've got one, let alone three, and we've got a few years left under the belt to try and grab another one. So you never know, might be able to get a bit higher up the list. But we're just going to cherish this one at the moment. It's a dream come true.
How attached are you to these horses? Let's look at, say, Brew and Armandon and now this one. What do they mean to you? Once the horse is retired, and how special are they in your life?
Yeah, it's great. These horses, these horses get looked after so well while they're racing, and now, post career, it's they've got the living legends there at just near the airport there at Flemington, where a lot of these good horses go, and there's academies now that look at rehoming these horses once they've finished their racing career, and it's fantastic to be able to go and see old Brew. He's at Living Legends. He was at the Cup Parade there on Tuesday, and Cross Counter, he's a horse that I don't know that well. Yesterday was only the second time I sat on him, and looking forward to getting out there and introducing him to the kids. They haven't even met him yet, so get a few nice pictures with Cross Counter, and he's going to probably head back to the UK, I'd say, and you never know, he might be back out here next year to try and win another one.
Have you got another good ride in the carnival with a couple of days to go?
Yeah, well, I must admit, I got asked this question there about 20 minutes ago, Roo, and I haven't even looked at Thursday yet. So I know I've got a rough each way chance in the Oaks, and I know that on Saturday I'm riding Redzel, so looking forward to riding him in the main sprint. He's in fantastic form since his Everest win.
Beautiful.
Well, it's an unbelievable story. It really is. And even, you know, we look at what your uncle's doing at the moment. Tony McAvoy's become one of the real great trainers in Australia. So the whole family, it's almost a dynasty, Kieran. Well done again. And as I said, the whole of South Australia is just right behind you. We're all so proud.
No, thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks well for your time, mate.
Kieran McAvoy, what a great lad and what a great rider. I heard one of the experts say yesterday that he just, and I don't want to get too technical here because I don't know anything about it, but they've never seen a horse pull for him or look uncomfortable or what. He's obviously just, he's got a great knack, hasn't he?
What about what you said about over at Streaky Bay at the primary school, all those little kids watching? It's a good thing to think about. Their teachers would be talking to him saying, you know, he was only a young lad from the country and look what he's done now across the whole world. So good little lesson for the kids out there, isn't it, that you can come from anywhere and be a superstar.
Yep, ruined it here on Triple M.